Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for tuning in to Issues Concerning Women. This is your host, Francine Allen Humphrey, and it's always my pleasure and delight to be with you. It is Thursday evening at 8:30, so we are just so happy that you are joining us for another Issues Concerning Women's program. I'm excited tonight. I have a call on the line calling from 864 area code, so we're going to bring her in a few minutes. I believe I know who it is, and we want to talk to her tonight about the show. I have a little cold, so hang in there with me. If I get a little dry or if I don't sound excited, I really am. I've been battling a little sore throat, but you know God is good, and He was able to let me come on the show tonight. So I'm very, very excited to be with you as well. I'm going to go ahead and see who we have on the line, and they're holding, so I don't want to keep them waiting. Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Good evening. This is Sarah from South Carolina. How are you?
Oh, wonderful, Sarah. How are you?
I'm great, great.
Hey, great. So God sent me a helper tonight, so Sarah, you will help me. I have a sore throat, so you can help me carry this show tonight. Is that all right with you, Miss Sarah?
That will be great.
Okay, awesome. I just want to let everybody know, to catch you up a little bit, last week we were not on the air. I was in revival all week, and, you know, God is good. It's a new year, and it was our New Year's revival at the Greater Faith Ministry, and it was three churches that joined together, and we had an awesome time in the Lord. So thank you for those who emailed me and asked me what happened. So at least I know people are listening, okay? So I apologize. I should have sent something out. But, you know, we have our life challenges sometimes, and we don't always get to do the things that we have on our mind to do and just slip our mind. Also, I wanted to let you know that Issues Concerning Women is planning a trip to Atlanta. Yeah, I'm excited about that. That's going to be the last weekend in April. It's going to be April the 27th, 28th, 29th. We are trying to do a bus trip as well, so if we get around 40 people to go with us, we can do luxury coach, and it will be an awesome time. But if not, then we'll have to make other arrangements. But we're going to get there, and God is good, and I have people already registering and signing up for that. It's going to be a girlfriend's getaway weekend. We have awesome things planned for us. We're going to arrive Friday afternoon, probably around noonish or a little after that, check in to the hotel, you know, get ready for the evening session where we're going to have a guest speaker. Her name is Deborah Brown, and she's actually from Virginia Beach, so she's going to travel with us there. And we're going to open up with just a fun night. We're going to have a good time. We may even do some karaoke. So if you have talent, you know, you want to bring your poetry and your little songs you've written and you can't let anybody hear them, you can bring them for that Friday night. So we're going to have an awesome time in the Lord. Then Saturday morning, we're going to have two workshops. And one, my workshop is going to be Live Your Life Like You Mean It. And then Deborah Brown, of course, is going to bring the second workshop. So we're going to be done with that by 12. Not that we're rushing the Lord, but by 12, we're going to take our outing, go have lunch. There are malls nearby, and we're just really excited. So if you want to go with us to the weekend getaway, just let me know. You can call me here on the air tonight at 1-347-826-7543, or you can call me after the show at 757-567-6734 or send me an email. I'll give that to you in a little bit. But while I got Sarah on the line, I want to talk with her a little bit tonight and see what's going on with her. Miss Sarah, how's it going in your part of the world?
It is going great. It is warming up a little bit. We've had some rain, but God is still good in the midst of the rain.
Well, awesome. Now, I know that you have some events coming up, so why don't you tell everybody what you're doing. And first, I want to introduce you properly. On the line, I have with me Ms. Sarah Grant, and she's from South Carolina. She's a well-known author. She has written a wonderful book of And she's going to give you the name because I can't remember all of it because I don't have it in front of me. I remember part of it, but I'm going to let her do it so I won't mess it up. And tell them about your book and then some of the things that you're doing there in South Carolina.
Yes, the title of my book is A Display of His Splendor, and that comes from the NIV version, Isaiah 61:1-3. And it's a dedication to my grandmother of raising me when I was a little girl. You know, there were some things going on with my parents. So I basically just took my testimony and talked about the love between me and my grandmother, and I made it into a book as a dedication to her, not realizing that God would breathe on it and that I would be doing different engagements and different radio shows and different seminars with the book, but I bless God anyway. And I have an event coming up. It's March the 24th. It's in Union, South Carolina. And the title is A Woman Who Reflects the Heart of God, the Heart of Jesus. And we have different speakers coming in. We're going to be talking about forgiveness, love, patience, bitterness, a lot of issues that women deal with. Our speakers will be speaking approximately 15 to 20 minutes, and there will be workshops as well, time for personal testimonies, time for questions, like if you're dealing with bitterness or some unforgiveness, you know, you'll be able to talk it out in that session, go through different scriptures. People will be able to give you testimonies, short testimonies of things that God has delivered them from and helped them with. We'll also be giving away door prizes. We have a weekend getaway for a married couple or even, you know, if a single person win, it's like a little getaway for them to just spend time with God or with their spouses, like I said, if they're married. We're going to have dinner, and we're still looking at a couple of different people for the musical guests, and it's only $15. So you really can't beat that for four speakers and dinner for $15. So you really cannot beat that price.
Awesome. Yes, that is great. That sounds wonderful. Now, and this is going to be held, where is the location and the time?
It's going to be Macbeth Baptist Church in Union, South Carolina, and it's going to be from 12 to 3 or 4, you know, however God leads. But it's going to start at noon, so you'll have time to sleep a little bit late and get you some breakfast. Some physical food, and then come out and get you some spiritual food and have fun and fellowship. It's for, the title of it is A Woman Who Reflects the Heart of Jesus, but men are coming as well because pastors are coming in, hopefully to take something back to their church, their women's ministry. So even though the title is targeted towards women, anybody can come, young, young at heart, pastors, ministers, worship leaders, anybody connected with a women's ministry, the youth, you know, we'll have something for everyone that day.
Okay, great. And that sounds awesome. Now, I know that you got a lot going on and you're there and you're just working for the Lord in South Carolina. But I want to ask you, when you were writing your book, because this may help somebody else, did you feel like this was a part of your healing when you were writing your book?
Yes, I did. A lot of what was in the book I had written over the years, and my instructors in school was always telling me, you know, submit it to a magazine, submit it to a Christian magazine, you know, have it published. And, you know, lo and behold, at that time I was one of those people that, you know, told the vision, told what was spoke over me. And it was like, you know, no, you can't do that. No, you can't do that. So I put it back for, you know, year after year. I put the writings back, you know, other than turning my papers in college. And but for me, it was healing because even in the midst of writing the book, there were still some challenges going on, some family challenges going on. And actually writing it and continuing to speak scripture and pray scripture over myself, it was healing in the process. Even being attacked in that process, I was still being delivered and set free. So it was a big part of the healing for me to write it and to even go back and reread it and just see my life play out on paper.
Absolutely. I know that we all have issues that we have to go through. That's why I love what I do with issues concerning women, because there are so many topics that we can talk about. Now, all our issues are not necessarily bad issues, you know, and sometimes we're dealing with different things. But since we've been talking about dealing with our issues, I want to share with you all that I lost my sister-in-law on yesterday. And I know that, you know, and sometimes it's hard when you have to just say, you know, this happened. You know, she had been sick for a while, and she had a heart condition, but she lived her life to the fullest. So I was really not sure, you know, how my family would take it, but we're really doing really well because we had known for a while that she had been sick. So it doesn't matter if you've been sick for a while or if you're dealing with someone who's just passed away. So we all have different issues that we have to go through. And we want to talk a little bit about dealing with issues of the heart. Now, Sarah, are you still with me?
Yes.
Okay, great, because my computer did a blinky thing, so I wanted to make sure you're still there. When we're dealing with issues of the heart, and I know for you, Sarah, that is has been one of the things, because you went through so much as a child, and your heart had been broken so many times. Can you just express a little bit about how you were able to make it through your childhood into adulthood and still be what we call sane? You know what I mean?
Yes, it's funny that you asked that question, because someone asked me that question earlier today, and I always reflect back to my grandmother. She was always there to, I guess you would say, shed light on the situation for me, because the brokenness that I was experiencing at that time with my parents, you know, the heartbreaks and not realizing why I was not loved, you know, as my other siblings. It was heartbreaking, and it was the touch, the hug of my grandmother. It was her prayers. It was her saying scripture over me that really kept me sane. Because when I was in high school, I did get off track because I began to drink because I was trying to cover up the pain. We all know it didn't cover up the pain. I mean, it might last for a few minutes, but, you know, it's either you're going to start hurting again or you're going to have to take another drink. So I did go through a year in high school, you know, with that broken heart, and I tried to cover it up with drinking. And so it was the love of my grandmother that kept me sane. That's basically it. It had to be orchestrated by God, because had she not been there to help me, I don't think I would be here today. So it was her love, it was her prayers. It was the things that she spoke over me that got me through my brokenness.
Absolutely wonderful. And I know for many of my listeners, we have someone in our life that is like that, whether it's our mother or our grandmother or auntie, that's somebody that prayed for us even when we didn't know how to pray for ourselves. And that's what we must continue to do, because now we're coming the age that we're not old yet, but we're coming in that age where we are maturing. We're mature Christians. For some of us, we have the young ladies looking up to us, looking at what we're doing. And if we don't address these issues of the heart, they are going to continue to think that it's okay for people to continue to hurt them. And people always laugh and joke and say, well, you can't die from a broken heart. That's not true. You definitely can die from a broken heart. If you feel that nobody loves you, you don't feel worthy, most of these young women will commit suicide or just live a life that they feel like they're filthy and dirty and that they don't have the power to turn themselves around. But as we know, as Christian women, we have the strength to deal with all of our issues and just to move forward. I believe it's 2 Corinthians chapter 7, when it talks about the things on the inside of us that help us and that keep us working, even though we may be unclean to those that are looking at us, but God knows what's on working on the inside of us, and he is always there to unclutter everything that is going on and to mend our broken heart. So we just have to be thankful for our Lord and Savior and know that he is there for us. If you're just tuning into the show, you're listening to Issues Concerning Women. I'm your host, Francine Allen Humphrey. So hold on for 1 minute, and we'll be right back with my special guest, Sarah Grant. To Issues Concerning Women. I'm your host, Francine Allen Humphrey. My special guest tonight is Ms. Sarah Grant of South Carolina, and we're talking about issues of the heart, how we're able to cope with everyday situations. Now, Sarah was just talking about how her grandmother helped her, and for me, it was my grandmother as well. You know, I had my mom and dad, but my grandmother was also my saving grace. She always prayed for me. She always told me that God had a plan for me. And, you know, me and my little smart self and mouthy self, I would always say, well, God can have a plan, but he don't have to wait till I get back from around the corner. You know what I mean? Because I was young and I didn't fully understand. I knew what they told me that God was, but I didn't have any understanding of who he was and all the wonderful things that he could do for me in my life and how he had saved my life. Because as I look back over my life, I should have been dead many times for the foolish things that I have done in my life. But because I had a praying grandmother and who never stopped praying for me and laying her hands on me, I believe that's why I'm still here today, also by the grace of God. So, Sarah, how long did it actually take you from the time you started writing the book until you actually were able to get it published?
When I finally decided that I was going to get it published, it took me about 3 months, but that comes from starting, stopping, starting, stopping. But when I was determined that it would get published this time, it was about 3 months. And then, you know, the whole process itself was about 2 or 3 more months. So sometimes it's even good to go back in your journal, because you will find that if you journal at least 2 or 3 times a week, there's actually a whole lot from your journals you'll be able to implement in your book and back it with scripture.
Absolutely. And I do encourage, and anybody listening to my show, know that I encourage journaling. We have our Issues Concerning Women's Journal. If you don't have one and you would like to have one, just give me a call at 757-567-6734, and we'll get one out to you for a small donation, of course. We are a ministry, and we are growing, and God is doing some wonderful things this year in our ministry. And I do know that journaling is a part of our healing. And if you don't do it every day, then you're doing a disservice to yourself as well, especially if you're going through some things, because the journaling helps you to be able to write what you most times cannot say out loud because you're afraid that it might sound silly or somebody's going to laugh at you. But if you're able to get your journal every day, and I even suggest journal as you do your Bible study, because that helps you as well. That helps you to feed your soul. It feeds your spirit. It also helps you to remember your scriptures, because I know for me, when I write something down, it helps me better remember it than if I would just sit down and just study the word and not write anything down. Do you have any suggestions for somebody that's going through something right now, Sarah, that may be a broken heart or some other issues that they're going through? We just talked about journaling. Do you have any other suggestions that we could possibly feed them with tonight?
I would also suggest someone you can really trust, good counsel. Someone you can really trust to talk to about those issues, someone who will not be judgmental to the part of telling you what to do as opposed to just listening. as I mean, as well as pray. You know, first and foremost, pray. Find a scripture to stand on. Having some people call it an accountability partner, somebody you can check in with a couple of times a week. And if there's a support group in your area, like we used to have one here called Faces. If you can get to a support group, Faces was formerly Abused Children Entering Society. So there's a lot of support groups for different issues. And sometimes if you look online, there is a group that you can join that would meet once a week. But journaling is excellent because, just like you said, I agree totally with writing down some of the things that you cannot say. And it will help with the healing part, because as you're journaling and you're praying, God will be speaking to your heart. And there is healing as you're putting your feelings on that paper. There's healing in that process as well.
Absolutely. So in tonight, my scripture is 2 Corinthians chapter 7. And whenever you get a chance, listeners, read that. And I believe in chapter 2 it talks about keeping an open heart. Even though we're hurt, we tend to shut down. We put these walls up that are so high that nobody can reach us. You know, we're like cold fish. You know, even though we say we love the Lord, we're like, oh, my God, you just seem so detached. Or he seems like he's not hearing what I say. And that a lot of times comes from our hearts being closed, because we have been hurt so much that we feel that this is our way of protecting ourselves. That if we keep our heart closed, we won't let anybody in. But we also know that we won't heal either. So we have to keep an open heart and just know that, you know, God is there for you no matter what you're going through, and no matter how it seems that you're alone. You're never alone. There's always somebody that you can talk to and about what you're going through. And I know, Sarah, this year there in South Carolina, if you would give the name of your book again and a number or an email address, how somebody can reach you, because I know that you don't mind ministering to another soul, and that a lot of women and men need it as well. And when we say issues concerning women, I'm just like, Sarah, we don't exclude the men from any of our programs. We have men at our prayer breakfast. We have men that write me here on the broadcast. So please don't feel like just because we're women that we're not dealing with your issues, because we are. Because when your women are healed, then they're better able to deal with their everyday situations.
Okay, the title of the book again is A Display of His Splendor, and the website is www.adisplayofhissplendorbook.com. And my telephone number is 864-376-8714.
Okay, awesome. And one more thing that I want to just bring to your attention, that we must also be able to have relationship, not just with each other, but with God as well. So sometimes we're missing that piece. And I see that a lot in the spiritual counseling that I do. I ask certain questions like, you know, are you spending time alone, just you and the Lord and praying? And somebody's like, well, I don't have time, or I don't have a prayer closet, or I don't. And I don't mean that you have to go home and build a shrine, you know, with candles and crosses and all of that. I mean, do you have a place in your house that's quiet? Maybe it's your back porch or your first, you know, some people, it's their bathroom. You know, they go in there where they can really hear the word of God. And you have to have that relationship with him so that he'll be able to minister to your heart and to your spirit. And even if you're saddened by situations that are going on in your life, a lot of times we are missing that spiritual peace because we don't have a relationship with God. And we always have to remember our covenant with him and know that he is there for us. And we also must have a teachable heart. And, you know, Sarah, with her books, that's what one of the things that I like about her. She lets you see her heart is open. She lets you see exactly who she is and all the hurt and the pain that she has gone through. But then at the end, and there's no end for her at this point because she's still here and she's still able to help, she's able to let you see that you can overcome any adversity and any heartache and pain. And, you know, I just want to say, Sarah, thank you so much for writing the book and being open. And you also do something with grandmothers. I want you to tell about that, because we got about 3 minutes. Tell about your program that you do with the grandmothers.
Okay, it's called A Grandmother's Luncheon. And what we do is we send the invitation out to actually the grandchildren. And it's a dinner. It's like a luncheon where I would stand up and talk about my relationship with my grandmother. And for someone who has written a poem about their grandmother, we let them read that as well. And then we give out different prizes and different gifts for the grandmothers. So it's basically appreciating grandmothers, because I don't think that the grandmothers get half of the recognition that they could, because so many grandmothers help raise children and they babysit children when parents work the off shifts. And I know this from my own experience. As much as I told my grandmother I loved her and as much time as I spent with her, I still feel like I did not have enough time with her. So I feel like if she was alive, we would be doing ministry together. It would be like a grandmother-granddaughter ministry. But since she's no longer with me, I still honor her by celebrating Grandparents' Day, not just in September, but any day of the month that any women feel like that they want to get together. And I'll be sending out different invitations as well, honoring different grandmothers, because I don't have to be your granddaughter to honor you. Just the mere fact that I know you have been, or that you was recommended, you know, I will acknowledge you that month. I will give you your props for that month.
Oh, that is an awesome program, and I know that mothers and grandmothers everywhere will really, really appreciate being honored, because so many times we forget the things that we really want to say. Like I spoke to my niece this morning, and she was saying that she had to leave her mother at the hospital for a few hours yesterday because she had a job interview, and she was upset with herself because she had to leave. And I said, no, you don't be upset. There's no condemnation in that, because your mother was happy. She was retired. She loved life. She loved reading. She loved to shop. She was a shopper, but she also and she would never want you to feel bad about taking a few hours to go to take care of your business, because her daughter really took care of her mother, and her mother loved her, and of course she loved all her children, but this particular daughter was the one who was always, you know, going and doing the extra things for her mom. I said, no, you don't have any condemnation, because your mother wouldn't want you to. So we have to honor each other as we're living, and I want to say, Sarah, I honor you. Tonight, I thank you for joining with me on Issues Concerning Women. You know you're welcome anytime to come on the show, and I thank you for saving my voice tonight, because I needed some help.
You're welcome.
And just know that we're going to, and hopefully Sarah and I will be able to do some things. You'll get to meet both of us soon, and, you know, we're going to let God work that out, because he's doing some new things with Issues Concerning Women and my ministry and with Sarah's ministry. And if you would like either of us to come out and speak at your programs, please give us a call. Sarah, give your number one more time so they can call you, and then I'll give mine, and then we're going to close the show.
Okay, it's 864-376-8714.
Great. And my number is, after the show, 757-567-6734. We're seeing a new move in the ministry, and it's only been, what, how many days in the year? 26 days in this year. And we're seeing a new move and a change, and that has to come about, because now we're no longer afraid to say who we are. We're the ambassadors for Christ. We're bold for the Lord, and we're out there, and we got our little flags waving, and we're celebrating life, and we're going to live our lives like we mean it. Thank you, Sarah, for coming on the show. I really appreciate your help tonight. I will talk to you soon, my sister. You have a wonderful week.
And you as well.
Hey, good night. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in to Issues Concerning Women. Come back next Thursday at 8:30. We're going to have an awesome show for you again. Thank you so much for your calls and your emails. And I love you, and God loves you, too. Good night.